number two to the same thing. You go in front of a camera and just,
hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good.
Waiting for John. Waiting for John.
Hey.
I didn't get the outcome from the hospital on this, but she was messed up.
It was a big turnout.
Huh?
It was a big turnout.
Yeah.
I said 14.
No.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yesterday. That's we had another motorcycle. So I cashed mine in. 11 o'clock at night, a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
That's right, I forgot that.
Well, then I could be the problem.
Yeah, but you bought a 6-cylinder.
Yeah.
You gotta upgrade it.
You shut that, I guess.
But
let me give John a call.
It might have been Dana, but somebody was saying you gotta get a chip in that thing. I said, you know what? My wife drives fast enough. I don't need no chip in there.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, you're on a scooter. That's why.
I'm not sure. That one's a 2000.
Crutches are faster.
Pretty much. Really? Got it. The way it is. You know,
he doesn't roll over the parking lot.
Yeah, there's three different blondes.
They're called bumps in there.
They don't have to curl your hair. They don't. And then there's a third
one. You're on Facebook. You're live right now.
Hey, guys. We're live right now.
That sounds like Jimmy. Sounds like Jimmy Christensen. It's Bobby Turcotte.
Probably not a good choice for Jimmy Christensen.
What?
Jimmy.
Yeah, what? Poor Jim. Huh?
Not with us.
I understand that.
We're going to be
here. Oh, I know that. I know that. Sounds like him, quick though. If you listen.
Bobby's hot dog stand is open, by the way.
I understand that.
You want to go to lunch someplace?
Okay.
You buy it? He doesn't wash his hand. Front of Main Street, Manchester.
You buy it?
For a hot dog stand, absolutely.
Thank you, Jim.
Harry, we'll call the meeting to order. I don't have any public comment unless they gave you something.
No, sir.
All right. Get approval of the minutes.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All those in favor? There you have it. Minute of bills.
Is that out there or here?
Out there.
Turn it down. Liz, talk about them. She's got the bills right here.
Oh, yeah. Just turn the speaker down.
This whole stack?
It's right on the wall.
He's been busy.
No, that's months and months to show you. It's all by months.
Wow.
Who's going to chill explain it? That's fine. You want to talk about those?
Yes.
In front of you to talk about them?
No.
All right.
You know your job. You don't need prompting. Purchase orders, requests for payments, transfers, all in chronological order.
Yep.
Any special notes? Great. You get to correspondence. Anything on that either? And then it comes down to communications for the chief.
Okay, good evening, folks. Jim, you hear me?
Yes.
That's a test. Okay. All right, good. Turn this all the way up here. All right, for the month since we last met, 51 calls total. Been a mixture of a lot of medical calls, of course, motor vehicle accidents, vehicle fire. Jim will probably talk about the vehicle fire at the cell tower. Motor vehicle accidents, motorcycles. We had two motorcycle accidents, one more serious than the other one. And that's about it. Not too much else to really stand out. We did have a call down at the lake for a boat in distress or person in distress at the lake. Psych was starting to head for the lake, but it wasn't the normal patient. So that was good and bad.
Bruce, is that an addition or was that because last month that happened?
We just had a psych call. Yeah,
the
we
second
had,
one. That
was okay.
This is a boat. This is a psych call at the boat launch. Actually, we had two of them side by side, two different days in a row.
Must be something in the water.
Must be. Budget wise, it's winding up the end of the year for budget year. We've got a month and 10 days or so to go. I sat with Chief Aramita and I've got another meeting planned with him, and we want to finish all the budget up here in the next couple of weeks at the latest if possible. OSHA updates. We've got a hey, come on in.
Okay.
Come on in.
Yes.
OSHA, there's a chair again. OSHA updates. I got a call again today from OSHA. Referenced the last conference that we had back in March. We've got a deadline for June 6th coming up for three more citations that we've got to address. Those are in the works. And I told the gentleman from OSHA, I will be ahead of time. Paperwork will be on your desk before June 6th. Forestry 134. You want to speak about that quick?
Well, it's still up in Massachusetts, but it should be due back at the dealer any day. We've got some pictures of it so far. Bodies on, compartments are on, winch is on. They had to do a little bit of wiring with it, and they're going to send it back to the dealer, who should have it for 3 or 4 days, I think. And then we should be able to pick it up.
It's slide sideways, you can see it. So, Jim, they're seeing pictures of it. They're showing two pictures I got.
But the pack's not ready yet.
Pardon me?
The pack won't be ready.
Yeah, okay. On the pack, the slide-in forestry pack, they had a fire at the factory up in Canada. They've moved down the street about a half hour away in production. They're waiting for the Honda engine to come in, and they hope the first part of August to have it here.
Yeah.
So the game plan on that is if the truck gets here in the next 2 weeks, then we send it to shipments. Show the
show. Firematic.
Oh, Firematic.
Yeah. Hit a button.
Yeah, just clear. You're a phone guy. There you go. There you go. Slide sideways, you get one. Send it to Firematic and have them put the tires and the wheel wells, on there. Shoot it down to J&S after that. They can start putting the lights and radios. Hopefully by that time, the pump will be in. And we'll parlay with the we'll put the pump on ourselves, but I'll have J&S wire it, have the wiring done ahead of time, just a hot in the ground. And then we send it to graphics, and my game plan is October 1st to have it.
Now, Mike and Lisa down the finance office have been doing the quarterly reports. Those are all on time, ahead of time now.
Yeah, we're good with FEMA and everything. So we'll be, you know, the old requirement was 1 year for the grant. Because of COVID, they extended it to two. So, you know, this is nothing. They would give you an extension, not if you screwed around and didn't order stuff, but a case like this where there was a fire in a plant, you'd be eligible for an extension anyway. So, you know, there's nothing. It's not our fault that there's a problem. You know, we had ordered it back, January,
so, yeah. And the truck in August.
Yeah.
January,
yeah.
What do they use for hose on that?
Regular booster hose and entrance recorder.
Oh.
And the 200 and 250 feet.
Obviously, on the reel, I'm assuming.
Yeah, there's a regular booster reel, and actually, I think I have a picture of it here. I don't know if I do or not. I don't think I do.
They still make forestry hose?
Yep.
Yeah.
Weeping.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's nice hose for in the woods.
Yeah.
Text very light, too.
Yes, extremely light.
Carry that up the top of the mountain.
But yeah, it's a 22 horsepower pump, I believe.
Yeah, 300 gallon.
It'll draft. Yeah.
Oh wow.
It has next to the pump is a tower, so there's a connection for forestry hose or 1 inch hose. There's an inch and a half connection and a 2.5 connection as discharges, and then a 2.5 intake. And there's
a garden hose on that too.
What
do you have a garden hose on that, or is it an inch and a half cap with a garden hose adapter?
No, it's, I think it's a,
I had a garden hose on that head too.
I thought it was a garden hose connection too.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's three connections on the manifold, the pump, you can draft, you can, you know, you can do anything with it. It's, and it's, you know, it'll draft 20 feet easy.
Mm. Wow, it's a nice little truck.
Yeah,
mid sized truck. Nice mid-sized truck.
Yeah, because it's a 550. It's not a little 350. It's a 550.
Were you, a whole different subject past that. Did you happen to talk to the guys down at the Connecticut Trailer?
No, not in the past few days, no.
Okay, all right. Because that, we're still, I'm hoping it's still in August. Planning for August. Because we need that so we can move some stuff around.
It was 40 weeks from the time we ordered.
Okay.
And that was July. So August would be even a few days late.
Okay. I keep driving by and looking. I don't see it. Mr. Chairman, that's all I got, unless you got any questions.
Nope. Good.
Okay. We go to the fire marshal's report.
That's what it looks like.
So Bill will give you an update on inspections, Mike, and Knox box stuff, and how Mike, he's been working on the online system with paperwork and such. Really, from my perspective, the only thing I, you know, really did this month was the chief and I did a couple of plan reviews. We did one for Hop River Road gas station. According to our town ordinances, the chief is responsible to make sure that fire lanes are appropriate. So I took a look at them. We took a look at them together. So we did both that one and the Bolton Vet Hospital. And beyond that, I did the fire investigation for the truck fire at the cell tower site, which is at 12 and 14 Carpenter Road. That was a customized double cab Ford F-250 or 350. And the fire appears to have started somewhere in the wiring harness on the driver's side of the truck. Haven't heard hide nor hair of those folks since the truck burnt up, but hopefully they're able to find another one to put on the road, because that one's of no use to anybody.
Okay.
Bill, if you want to add to that with your activities for the month with regard to inspections, how you're doing with the new online program, Knox boxes, and any other activities you've been engaged in.
Well, I was out a week or so with the some sort of old age illness, which was handled by medicine, but so I am alive. But basically, The burn permit rage has died down only two this past month. Trying to get all the churches done. I did one last month in the report. St. George has been done. St. Maurice, Bolton Congregational have all been done. Interesting thing that for the churches, fire department should be well aware of this. The two churches on Boston Turnpike both have full-blown fire alarm systems that are tied into Central Station.
Methodist Church, then? Well, probably since the fire.
Okay. Since the fire, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they both are tied into Central Station.
So in fact, I knew they had that before because that's the fire alarm went off before. Okay.
Yep. So the other two churches, they don't. And I've been trying to talk to them about St. Maurice, for an example. The rec hall, or whatever you call that building behind, has a full-blown fire alarm system. Your aunt works there, Teresa, mm-hmm. all the good stuff. Their extinguishers are up to date. But the system in the church is local only. And to my knowledge, has never been tested, ever.
Yep.
And it's got pull stations, audible horns. And I told them, it has got to get tested. You've got to figure out something. And they were trying to hook up with the fire alarm company that tested the other system to test this one, but they had trouble with it and they fired another company. So I said, I'll give you a little bit of time, but not too long, because the system's never been tested. And the interesting part is, I had to talk to Jim about this because it's something that fell into a black hole as far as codes go. The Congregational Church, which is probably the oldest church in town, mm-hmm. They have a Simply Safe system, which is almost like Ring, and there's a whole bunch of others that you buy these things, you put them in yourself, and apparently they've never had anything at that church, and the church was built 1860-something. The original church burned down, from what I understand. Like George Washington had breakfast there or some damn thing, whatever. So,
was she with Ring, Rochambeau there?
Could be.
Okay.
Could be. Anyway, so I talked to Jim about it because the code is specific. If you have a fire alarm system, it has to be tested once a year, period, to make sure that works as intended by a certified vendor, somebody that knows the business. And that's why I talked to Jim, because this is a gray hole, because they installed it themselves. There was nothing.
What do you call?
Yeah. They installed it themselves. So make a long story short, Jim offered some suggestions. I called Simply Safe. They don't have anybody to come out and check it. They just don't do that. You can call them and they'll help you hook it up and everything else. I ended up getting a hold of the state. I went through the state fire marshal's office. I explained the whole situation to them. And they basically said that it's kind of on them. In other words, it's just smoke detectors, so it's better than what they had. And the state recommended to maybe talk to the installer at the church, since no business does it.
Yep.
And just have them check the paperwork, you know, how long the system's good for, you know, a little bit more about the system that they should be made aware of, but there really isn't anything we can do. But at the end of the day, if the smoke detectors go off through their central station, it's going to notify the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Ring, you can have a Ring notify ambulance, fire, police, and the whole nine yards that you install it yourself. So anyway, so that's the information I found, Jim. It was pretty enlightening.
I have Simply said the same type of thing.
Okay.
Installed myself.
Yeah.
Fire and security and carbon monoxide. You order the parts you want. You install them yourself. They're the window and door units you stick on. There's nothing to them. You set the central station in. You tie it into your Wi-Fi. It hooks to your, you program each of your components. And if you screw up like I did, they call you first and tell you that you've got an alarm from there and you've got a code word to clear it. And clear it goes on to the central station and they're supposed to dispatch.
Hmm.
I mean, it's not what I would put in a commercial building, but it's a great system for a homeowner. It's relatively inexpensive. The monitoring, I think, is $14 a month, which is cheap by any stretch of the imagination.
The one thing I did find out before I called the state is the NFPA 101 says that an occupancy that has over 300 people would need a certifiable NFPA 72 system, blah, 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 blah. But there's no way no way that that church will ever have 300 people. Mm-hmm. You know, then there's something, another paragraph below that, that code set that says something about whatever system they have, the authority having jurisdiction, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, I called the state and they said that it's better what they had, you know, work with them on it, but there's nothing that we can do to enforce it. What you, what I'm trying to explain to you is that the fire department could get called from the system, just like the other two churches have a commercial service, mm-hmm. but St. Maurice doesn't. Okay. So, which there's a, we've had this with some other businesses in town. We can't force them, but they will save 20 to 25% or somewhere in that vicinity on their insurance if they have a certifiable, especially a burglar alarm attached to it nowadays. Mm-hmm. They can save a bunch of money, mm-hmm. but it's a lot of money, you know, for a commercial system.
See, I guess my concern with that is if they're going to install a system, the system that they install is required to be code compliant. And my concern is that this system is not code compliant in any way, shape, or fashion for an occupancy such as that. And going back to the 300, Bill, it's not if they're likely to have 300 people in there. It's if the building is capable of holding 300.
What's that rated at the church? You know.
So it goes back to what the potential occupancy is, not what the actual occupancy is on a Sunday morning.
Right.
So if it's capable of holding 300 or more individuals, then it would be required to have a system. And even if it's not required to have a system, if they install a system, any system that gets installed is required to meet the requirements of the applicable NFPA standards in the Connecticut State Building Code under NFPA 70. And I guess my concern is that it is likely that a system of that nature would be required to be listed and labeled under some specific UL standard based on the alarm, the NFPA alarm code. And I suspect this does not meet any such standard.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, do you think that that code would apply to the property or per building? In other words, can we have a wedding party in the educational building and a funeral going on in the front and have 400 people there?
So it's for the building.
Okay.
Right. But you have to look at it as fully occupied, right? Because that building has a sanctuary upstairs. It has, you know, probably in the back, it probably has a place where the pastor gets ready for the service, you know, some sort of an office or something. But then there's also the downstairs, and the downstairs has got some sort of an occupancy in it, and you have to determine what the occupancy of that entire structure is, and you have to assume that every section of the building could be filled to its maximum capacity at any given time.
But even if it isn't the church, the building behind it has got to have an occupancy load of at least 300.
It probably does.
Right. You know, at least by code occupancy load.
No, because I drew up signage for it. They're all re-signaged, re-measured.
Yeah, but.
And there's no way there's 300 people going to fit in that.
In the school area? The school building?
The back building behind St. Maurice.
Educational building.
Yeah. It's got to be. You've got a big dining hall, and you've got at least five classrooms, which got to hold 25 or 30 in them.
The only room that was done was the upstairs room and then the basement of the church.
But what about, I'm talking about the
which
school.
Church are you talking about?
St. Maurice.
No, we're talking about the congregational.
He's talking about the congregational. Know your properties.
The congregational church down below has got.
I'm Catholic.
I know.
The congregational church, when you look at their educational building down below, it's got to have an occupancy of at least 300 total between the dining hall, and so it would require a sprinkler system, an alarm system of that type anyway, for the lower building, and it'd be easy to just tie the upper building in. I mean, it'd be crazy not to.
That's opening up other parallel boxes. St. Maurice, the Catholic Church.
Yes.
So they have their local only, which was installed in the early 1950s.
Right.
You know, we'd have to look into the code again and see if there's a way to force them into going to a you know more modern, up-to-date compliance.
And again, system. Just remember that the rectory, the priest's house,
right,
was tied together with the church.
Right. But we also,
even though the rectory doesn't have to have its system because it's living quarters.
I look at that as residential because that's right. Where a priest lives. Mm. So
he's got a meeting room in there though.
I haven't been in there.
No,
you weren't a bad boy, Catholic Church.
I was an altar boy at St. Joseph's in Rockville. Thank you very much. Can't you tell? Anyway, Jim, so that if you want to talk about this offline, you know, take our next step.
Yeah, I'm just not sure we're done with it. That's all.
Yeah. Like I said, this when I talked to the guy from the state, you know, explained the whole thing. He actually had that NFPA 101 standard in front of him. We discussed all that, and he didn't seem to. You were much more eloquent in the way you described the whole situation, Jim. But he didn't seem to be. I guess the way he's looking at it was they have something. We'll notify the fire department. His concern would be, like right now, they recommend smoke detectors replaced once every 10 years. Does a Simply Safe have that too? These are things we don't know. You know, and that's what he said, is talk to them about some warranty or some sort of whatever. But there's no pole stations.
Bill, you probably also talked to somebody who's retiring at the end of June.
Could be. It wasn't Roger Martin because he swears at me all the time. So there's three churches that if there is a fire of one sort or another, the fire department
will find out about it.
You know, and unfortunately, like the other church, when I try to talk to them about it, is with a local system, you know, it's going to be in the sky at 2 o'clock in the morning before somebody notices it. You know, by then it's too late. So,
yeah, Tom knows his codes too.
I just worry about our liabilities, you know, just because this guy in the state said, oh, it's okay. We have nothing in writing saying, there, we're still liable.
Why?
What, the town? If there was a bunch of people died in there and we weren't up to codes and you've been there and you know it doesn't meet codes, that's my only issue. You know? If you get the state to sign off and say, hey, it's okay, in writing, put it in their file, that'd be another story.
Yeah,
like I said, maybe there's a way around it. I'm not trying to force them to put a system in, but I just don't want to, you know, we've been doing all this for our liability because we got caught with our pants down
for
the last fire marshal. You know, Bill's been doing a great job with all this stuff. I'd like to see us keep going. And if there is a liability issue on the town, then we should take care of it.
That statement.
Nope. Well, Jim, maybe that's something we could just talk about when they're all done. Maybe we can get together and when you're one of your non-busy days. You know, you can take me out to lunch and we can discuss it.
I think he's going to hang up on you.
Am I muted here, Jim?
That'll be next week when I'm on vacation, but you'll have to find your way to South Carolina.
There you go. But there's good food down there, Bill.
Who's going to fly him down?
All right. Anyway, that's where we're at. And then, let's see, 666 Boston Turnpike, 4 units. So all the apartments in the town of Bolton have been inspected, each individual unit. There's one minor issue I'm working with them, but fire door inspection. This was kind of an error. It's actually 10 and 12 Carpenter Road. I was typing this up quickly because I didn't know we had a meeting tonight. So it's actually 10 and 12. There's a total of 6 doors. So she's working on it. She still needs a bunch more, but.
She's still trying to sell it?
Yeah. She's found somebody to try to get rents for her. Mm-hmm. And then the same people, she's still talking about selling it. So it's just whatever. That's where we're at.
So, Bill, I'm just going to add this comment for you. You haven't lived until you've been to 666 Boston Turnpike on Friday the 13th for a fire.
Really? They had a fire there, too?
Had a fire there. The guy was blowing off fireworks in the front of the house.
We did that once.
The sill at the front door. It went into the sill. It was all rotten. It started a fire.
We used to pencil them in at least once a month years ago. There was always something going on.
Yeah.
And just one other thing to add. We have been working on a permit for the Strawberry Festival in June. And some of us had a meeting last week, which included the chief, some of our other community stakeholders, for planning from the public safety perspective for that event.
Jim, yeah, I forgot that too.
Yep. Is he going to be up the Strawberry Festival, Jim?
Who, Bill?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to make him do all the work.
That'd be good exercise for him, yeah.
You drove me around the last time. That was pretty good.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Takes care of you. Good.
If you qualify me on that machine, I could do it myself.
The ATV?
I could drive anything there is.
What do you think there?
I must prefer a chauffeur myself.
So.
Okay. I guess that takes care of that. We got old business. Right, special trucks.
What's in your minutes?
Okay. We're discuss the trucks. And, we were just enlightened at the county meeting at how much the trucks are going up. And a good thing we did order our truck. What do you say for
prices are going up weekly? Manufacturers or suppliers are Grover Stuttertone air horns just went out of business.
Really?
100 years. 100 years of business. They're out. Engines are up to 2 years, and ladder trucks are 3 years for wait times. I was at England Hardware today doing a little shopping. I was talking to Wayne, and he was shaking his head. The recession's coming. He took me over. He says, "You want to see what I'm talking about?" No, show me. Go ahead. We go over to the solder aisle. Spool of solder. He says, "I used to sell this for $11 last year. It's $42.
Whoa.
He says, "Now walk through the rest of the store."
I bought 4 feet of 1x6 poplar. $22, 4 feet.
Wow.
A gallon of house paint.
Used to be a buck and a half a lineal foot.
A gallon of house paint cost me $90 in a brush.
Yeah.
Oh. Must be that damn brush.
Yeah, the brushes.
I had two popsicles the other day, and I got $38 worth of lumber.
Ah. I lost you on that one.
The sticks in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Just about. Close, I'll tell you.
Good. That's good. So.
Yeah, things are cuckoo.
Okay. I guess nothing under old business. New business.
I haven't got anything for you at this point in time. No, I new business. I guess the department elected Mike and I back as chief and deputy chief. Thank you to the members. I didn't hear that officially yet, but I guess it's a fact. And
yes, I'm not sure.
We will educate you on updating the officers list in the next month and a half. Off a little bit on it. So,
yeah. Was anything ever done on the changes to the chief's qualifications? It was presented a couple of months ago.
We discussed it and it went back. That's a good point.
And I probably did that at the meeting. I wasn't here.
I don't
recall. I was here at that meeting and then you were supposed to discuss it the next meeting.
I don't recall.
I was in the hospital at that time.
I can bring it up next month.
I think it's
I'll bring it back to next month.
You should pursue.
Yeah.
You got a year now before they go to elections or anything else again. So
yeah, it'll be a big year probably.
Yeah.
We're still leaving Bruce there anyway. So
what?
We're leaving Bruce there anyway.
So well, you know, you can always go with, you know, past practice or, you know, sitting member, but for a new person, you should definitely look to changing the qualifications, at least for the top couple, you know, just to be safe.
For those that weren't here, I think you were here.
I was here.
You were here. Mm-hmm. You were here.
Not last week.
No.
Or last month.
Month before last week.
Yeah, it was a couple, 3 months
ago. Yeah, that we redid the qualifications.
You tweaked it, yeah.
Yep, and presented that to the board so they'd have a conversation about it. I think I gave you copies of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially right? With, you know, how OSHA's jumping down everybody's throat and wanting an increased education for officers and everything. You know, you really need to put something down.
Yep.
Well, you know, the other part of that is it becomes clear to those who might follow in your footsteps, you know, what things they need to, you know, be considering in the next couple of years, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, 12 years, however long it happens to be. You know, what do they need to be thinking about? For
you education? Need a vacation. You need a vacation.
No, not
right, Jim. You know, people should know what they have to do.
Right. Yeah. You know, that way they can come to you and say, hey, chief, you know, I'm looking, you know, at some point I'm looking to, you know, move up in the world and, you know, can I, you know, be considered to get this class, you know, that way they know what they need to do aside from, you know, just showing up and participating. You know, if there are certain educational requirements, I think it should be clear, you know, what they need to achieve in order to be able to take the next step, even if it's going from, you know, a lieutenant to a captain or, you know, something along those lines. I think it's really helpful for people to understand what the expectation is. So from that perspective, if nothing else, I would encourage it.
We'll have that. We'll re-energize that conversation next month.
Yeah. There are certain volunteer fire departments that have a set qualification, and then it's election. If you meet the qualifications for lieutenant, you're elected as a lieutenant. You know, those people that meet those qualifications, you can elect any one of them. And the same thing for captain. And you know, it just sets the bar that people have to meet to, so that the citizens know that you're.
Well, like we say, with past practice, that's the only thing. Is like, say you guys are a little younger and you decide to take a couple years off. Now this goes effect. You don't have some of those classes.
Right.
Would that past practice, because you were past chief or deputy at the time, be able to go back? Or I'm just saying, or can that stuff kind of be waived? You
know, what he put forth was a very, very low bar. You know,
you gotta know what you're dealing with here.
Right. But I mean, you set the bar.
Yeah.
It wasn't a high bar to get over.
It's higher than it was.
Higher than it was, but it's definitely not unattainable for anybody here.
Correct. Yes, that's correct.
Right. No, it was correct. Right. It was reasonable.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it was. So. It was a good first step.
Right.
So we'll entertain it. In fact, I'll send that to you electronically. I'll send it to the members again so they can take a look at it. So we have a conversation. Year
and I was laid up. I probably forgot about it and just left it to the side.
No, we're off in August, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All right. Motion.
Those in favor?
Aye. Aye. Jim, that means you have the night off.
Everybody needs to remember to go vote tomorrow.
I got to put it on a sign right now.
Hey, Jim.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I will be doing my civic duty, but they didn't have an article in the paper about how much the increase is. Do you know what the percentage is?
About 2.7%.
How much?
2.7. Okay, thank you.
And I believe it's a 1.1 mil increase. And the 2.7 is consistent with other area towns.
For 7 days, the first time.
But the car taxes will probably go down because of what the governor's proposing, right?
But car taxes, the law passed. No. Car taxes are going to be capped at 38 mils.
Oh, 38. I thought it was 32.
No, they increased it. They compromised last minute and came up to 38. But that still translates into a reduction for Bolton residents. And we're projected to have an income shortfall of about $120,000 as a result of that.
So what they did was they ended up breaking up the clicks.
So that's gonna hurt.
Hold on a little bit of courage.
That's right.
Stack rampant. Yeah, selling out of
it takes.
All right. Budget. If you think
have a good evening.
You too, Jim.
Really take part.
Thank you. Good night, Jerry.
Good night, Chief.
Your house tax is just gonna work.
A lot of them use that COVID money.
He gets to me and I go, I got nothing.
For stuff that wasn't really COVID.